The 48-year-old received 42 of the 55 votes from UEFA members to defeat Dutch football administrator Michael van Praag to become the organization's seventh president. Alexander Cheferin says he believes the overwhelming support he's received is born from a desire for change, dismissing reports that he received official support from FIFA chief Gianni Infantino.
I was never behind the scenes. As I said, people trust me, and nobody behind the scenes can have 42 votes.
Cheferin has been head of the Slovenian Football Association and part of UEFA's legal committee since 2011. He will take over the remainder of former UEFA president Michel Platini's term of office until 2019. The newly elected UEFA chief says it's the right time for change at the top of UEFA.
It was my decision to run for presidency. For a new face to come to lead UEFA, obviously it was the right time now, because obviously people wanted changes and new faces.
Cheferin is vowing his first priority will be to review the recent controversial agreement to give more Champions League revenue to Europe's larger clubs. There have been widespread complaints about the changes to the Champions League policies agreed to by UEFA and the European Club Association. Under the agreement, UEFA has increased the number of slots allocated in the Champions League tournament to clubs from Spain, England, Germany, and Italy, which are football's traditional powerhouses in Europe. The move also cuts the available slots for smaller countries in UEFA, leaving them fewer opportunities for revenues. Associations from Europe's football powers had been threatening to create their own breakaway Super League if UEFA did not make the changes. Clubs which qualify for the annual Champions League tournament in Europe gain millions of dollars in revenue through increased television coverage and ticket sales, on top of awards provided by UEFA itself. Clubs from smaller football countries contend that the new agreement will create a gap in their ability to sign talent, which they will eventually be unable to overcome. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.